Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Who would you like to see?
Philly and
I don't.
Philly and a Philly, bad
Philly.
Team.
Yeah, exactly. I like Philly. I don't know.
All right, then I'll tell you.
Tell me.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go.
We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivalries. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys and the Eagles have played week one.
Oh.
Dallas, new coach and Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott back against Jalen Hurts, 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. What a way to start what begins the 20th year of Sunday Night Football.
And there was being announced this morning on NBC, the opener to the 2025 season, the Cowboys and the Eagles, Thursday, September 4th. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to calls on Kyle's word. Do the Phillies need to give him a contract extension right now? I say yes. Hugh's with me today. Kyle Quinn is just being a wet blanket today and saying, no, we got to wait on the Schwarber thing. No, we got to sign him now. As we got,
I'm trying to win us a World Series.
I'm trying to keep this guy here for years to come. That's what I'm trying to do. All right, I'm also trying to get excited for week one of the season. And Hugh, I'm telling you right now, I'm having trouble doing it. I think this is such a lame choice by the NFL. And I know typically, you know, anytime it's Eagles-Cowboys, it is exciting.
Not this year.
This Cowboys team does nothing for me with buzz. They could have chosen the Lions. They could have chosen the Rams. They could have chosen the Commanders. Just those three off the jump. Those are all teams that are coming to Philadelphia this year. Lions, we thought we'd see in the playoffs. The Rams were our toughest opponent in the playoffs. And obviously the Commanders are the biggest obstacle we have in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, what do you think? I mean, he said it there. It's a funny way Mike Tirico framed it. A quarter century since the last time Cowboys played week one. You played in that game, which says something about
juice.
How long ago you played.
Pickle juice game.
Yeah. Eagles Cowboys week one, yay or nay?
I mean, the season starts.
It's lame.
it's
a lame opponent to open the season.
Out of all the teams. But I guess there's one consolation in all this.
We get a win?
Well, and we get to raise the banner in front of the Cowboys.
What have I done to deserve this?
Jerry will be there. That's fun.
That have all the pop and pageantry.
Yep.
And for it to be on the Cowboys. You know, this is – I was reading something where they talked about how – well, somebody said, I don't know what the rest of the schedule holds, but Dallas Cowboys have played more, like, primetime games in the last couple of years than anybody.
I believe it. Well, they're a TV bonanza ratings-wise.
You know, because that whole America's Team thing. This is a feeble attempt, in my opinion, to keep that going. Like, seriously, at our expense. We're going to watch it because we're football fanatics. We're going to watch the game. We're going to watch it with our arms folded and with a little bit of an attitude. I mean, and like I said, the one consolation is going to be the fact that we raised the banner, the Super Bowl trophy banner in front of them.
That's fun. Yeah, I agree.
That's going to be fun, but I mean – it's the Dallas. It doesn't have the same kind of cachet that it once had.
I like when the season opening game, and especially, you know,
it would have been better with Detroit.
Yes. I like when that first game has buzz, Hugh. And there's just.
Like when people say, ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, that first game.
Yeah, like a little litmus test. Ooh. There's some buzz to it. And also, the Eagles play quite a few teams on their schedule next year. Good teams.
Mm-hmm.
that have some coaching changes, right? Let me give you Detroit, for example. Detroit has a new offense, mm-hmm. defensive coordinator.
And they've been chirping in all season.
You know when I would have rather faced them? We don't know the full schedule yet. We're going to know by Wednesday night. But I'd rather face Detroit early before they figure it out with their new coordinators rather than late in the season where maybe mm-hmm. they're rolling again and they look like the team last year. Lions would have been a fun game. The Rams rematch from the playoff game last year. There would have been buzz all summer for those games. The Cowboys, I mean, look, the Eagles open on FanDuel as a 6.5-point favorite. There's no doubt in my mind the Eagles are going to win week one, and they're going to beat the Cowboys and go to 1-0, and we're going to feel good. We could have played them any week of the season and beat them here in Philadelphia. To have it week one, I think it's a cop-out. Also,
who's the coach again? Schottenheimer?
It's the least inspiring coach hired in 20 years in the NFL. Brian Schottenheimer, if you put him in a lineup of big NFL fans, one could point him out.
He said the least inspiring.
It is. Brian Schottenheimer.
They got
stinks.
They got George Pickens.
Wonderful. Are they a good team? No. Are the Cowboys good?
No.
No.
I don't think they're a lock to be as bad as everyone thinks they are.
I know.
What do you think they're going to be?
Mr. Cowboy.
Well, no. Well, hold on. I'm living in reality here.
That was offensive. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was. I was close to dumping that.
I apologize.
Every year the Cowboys have that's disastrous is when Dak's injured. I mean, as far as we know, Dak's going to be healthy next season.
Yeah.
They usually manage to win. You know, they're pesky. They'll win 10, 11, maybe 12 games.
12 games?
Look, that's more par for the course than like the 4-win season or whatever that they're.
When does George Pickens blow up though?
Soon.
Like how soon are we talking?
On week one. Here.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be that soon.
I'm just saying, man. Like, look, I understand we're 7-point favorites. We're the better team. Yep. We're the Super Bowl champs. This and that. Week one's week one. The Saints were like the best team in the league for 2 weeks to begin the season.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then but I'm just saying that's a spot where something funky can happen. We saw the Eagles played on Banner Night the last time they came off the Super Bowl. I don't like it. I would rather save the Eagles' home game against the Cowboys for later in the season.
All right, so we all don't like it just for different reasons. I mean, Kyle wants to wait till later in the season for the Cowboy game. There's no buzz to this game.
No, it's not. It's not hype.
Now, look, there have been some years. I know, Hugh, we always have fun at the Cowboys' expense, but there have been some years in the last handful of years where they're good, right? They have...
pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, they've been a sure playoff team. I don't think they're that good this year. I don't think they're a playoff team. I think if you power rank the NFC teams, I don't know if I'd put them in the top 8 or 9 right now. I don't think they're very good. So to me, if it was Detroit or Los Angeles, like, could you imagine the buzz if it was Washington?
Oh, that would be a jumping game.
Well, of course, because it would mean so much. It's like that's
Daniel's mama acting all crazy.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah.
What does she have to do with anything?
No, yeah. I'm just saying.
Was that in your algorithm this morning?
Oh yeah.
What's she doing? She doesn't like him dating.
Well, she was defending her stance on him dating women. You know.
But she wants him to just focus on
football? She was just talking about how she's concerned with him, you know, not getting with the right woman.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's stuff like that. Awesome.
Yeah. But that would have been more exciting because that would have been a better storyline.
Yeah, because Jaden Daniels' mom.
Well, I'm just saying it would have been a better storyline than the Cowboys. What's the storyline with the Cowboys?
There's
the George Pickens?
Or the Eagles Cowboys.
But that's
the storyline would have been the fact that, you know, the Commodores were in the NFC Championship game last year, and they got trounced.
No, sure. I get it. I'm just saying, because you talked about top 8 or 9 NFC teams, stuff like that. You go down the list of all these teams, like, the teams that I know for sure have one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they also,
I mean, the Cowboys are one of them.
Sure. Dak's a good quarterback. I've always thought
about getting rid of him last year, though, didn't they? Wasn't there some conversation about getting rid of Dakota?
But that doesn't really mean anything to me in terms of like how he's going to play this year. No.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC.
Well, he is. I mean, but that their team, I don't think, is very good. Again, the Cowboys, it's a division game. If Dak plays, it's competitive. I don't feel the buzz for the game. And also, I would have rather faced a team... like, they're going to face Chicago at home. That was one of the potential openers.
Sure, they could have played Chicago.
And that would have been the first game for the new head coach with the new offense, with the quarterback. Like, Chicago in October might be better than Chicago in September. Yeah. And not that the Eagles shouldn't beat them in October. I just, like, that felt like the right spot for it.
And you know what? This rousing conversation was brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed-max technology to find your perfect mattress. What you mean? I was just saying she was in the algorithm this morning.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm just wondering what she has to do with literally anything.
No, I'm just saying it would have been a better matchup because they would have been
because
talking
of Jaden
about...
Because of Jaden
Daniels'
mom.
Well, yes.
I don't think his mom has anything to do with the matchup.
Well, she would have been a part of the conversation.
It for you?
Been a well, it would have been
for literally
matchup.
Nobody but you.
No, it wouldn't have been just me. It would have been everybody. Because she's been a hot topic the last couple of weeks.
She really hasn't.
Actually,
this is the first time I've heard of her in like long time.
Well, it's just like she's a hot topic.
Maybe it's Hugh's fault, but I did hear the story last year that she like gatekeeps him.
She's a gatekeeper of the women.
She wants to keep him on the, you know, just kind of focused. I need her to fail on that. I need Jaden Daniels to start dating other people, you know, dating people so he's distracted so he's not good anymore.
Other people.
Yeah. Well, I need him distracted.
Hanging out. He went to the club with his mama.
Whatever. I need him not to be as good next year. So whatever, however I get that to happen, I get it. But all right, 215-592-9494. Kyle's annoyed tonight. All right, your phone calls on all this. Schwarber, the Phillies extend him now. And do you like the Cowboys week one? Also, there's something fun about the Cowboys in like week 8 or 9, and we look forward to that game.
Yeah, it's not nothing to look forward to.
Week one?
This feels like a feeble attempt to let the Cowboys reach their quota of
Primetime games.
I agree with
you. Basically,
why? Because if NBC had put this as the Sunday night game in Week 11, they might flex out. If the Cowboys are 3-6, they might flex out of
this
that game.
This is what this feels like to me. It just feels like a feeble attempt to do that.
Yeah, it feels like a fudging of the numbers to get a big rating for Week 1 when it's not a fun game. Steve in Egg Harbor Township. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'll tell you what. I actually like the opening game, and I'll tell you why. I mean, you know, we're not at our best until 3 or 4 weeks afterwards because, you know, preseason's nothing for our team. So let's get a cupcake on the schedule, which I don't think the Cowboys are really going to be cupcakes this year. They got a three-play schedule, which always benefits, you know, because they came in third last year. So they're going to have an easier schedule than we are. They're going to win 10, 11 games. If Dak stays healthy, then they're going to be a playoff team. I don't care what anybody says. They're not bad. I just don't think they're exceptional. I think it's the right opponent. And, you know, it's all done for ratings because the Cowboys are so popular. As for Schwarber, I'd sign him in a heartbeat. I'd sign him for like a 4-year with a 4th-year club option. Give him like 110, so he's making 27.5 a year. And then the last year, if they don't want him, they ex-nay him and give him a $10 million signing bonus for not signing for the 4th year, which means we make 3 years and $30 million a year. And he's worth it. He's better than Trey Turner by a long shot, and he's right there with Harper.
Well, and over the last year, Steve, he's been their best hitter. I mean, I know Harper's got a track record of being a great hitter, but in the last year, there's no question in my mind, the best hitter on the team, Schwarber.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Yeah, Harper's coming, man. He's starting to hit the ball the opposite way, and he's hitting the ball hard the opposite way. When he does that, this guy's going to go on a 4-week tear. It's coming soon, I'm telling you. And this guy's going to carry us just like Schwarber's been. And once he starts going, we start winning. And we got, like I said, we have it. I was telling Kyle, we got a great pitching staff on this team. And I always think, you know, being that it's, you know, Rangers Suarez his last year on his contract, and he signed an ass as an agent, as in Boras. you know, maybe we should use him as trading bait, maybe go after that closer from Oakland.
Oh, I would love him. Mason Miller is a great, yeah, great young arm. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. I'd love to have that guy here closing games. All right, so Steve, echoing Kyle's point there, Hugh, thinking the Cowboys are going to win 10, 11 games. I don't think they're good. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. They right now in the NFC, odds for next season, odds to win the NFC. Here are the teams that have worse odds than the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, Seattle, Carolina, Giants, Saints. That's it. I mean, I think Dallas is just like a 7 or 8 win team. I don't think they're 4 wins because I agree with Kyle. When Dak plays, they're usually pretty good.
They're a rudderless ship, though.
But they're not good.
And not like this is where this is helped me figure this out, Kyle, and everybody who believes that they're going to be a good team. They waited to the absolute last minute. They wouldn't allow their coach, what's his name,
McCarthy.
I was about to say Holmgren. Look how far
well,
back.
Well, they're kind of the same.
They're built kind of the same.
Built saying they used to coach the Packers. Well, yeah, I see it. No mustache on McCarthy.
Though. Yeah, but my thing is, you held this man back. You didn't want him, but you didn't want him to have a job somewhere else. Mm. So you held him back from interviewing for a job, and then you stopped him from being the head coach of the team, and then you picked Schottenheimer. You just picked the name out of a hat. To give somebody the job.
Yeah.
And now you think they're going to be good?
No, well, so hold on. I'm not sitting here telling you the Cowboys are going to be like good necessarily. But
10 wins is not bad.
It's not. But my point is, everyone's sitting here like, the Cowboys are going to suck next year. I wouldn't just be so sure of that. I just wouldn't.
They didn't even want to.
On, Hugh, because we do this every offseason. We're like, stupid Cowboys. They did this dumb thing. Yeah, they did this that thing. And then they turn around and they compete for the NFC East.
So you're right in that when Dak plays, they are typically good.
And they
last year, though, I think they were like 2-4 when he got hurt.
I agree with you.
I think they were trending towards having a tough season even with him, and then it got ugly without him.
But they also probably still could have ended up winning like 8 games last season.
Didn't they get to 7 anyway? I think they got 6 or 7.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying. And they tend to draft well.
They lost an offensive lineman to retirement, right?
But they did draft one in the first round.
They drafted one who said his first thing was I'm going after Jalen Carter.
Well, that'll be fun week one. We're going to see it right away.
And Jalen Carter, been in the league for 3 years.
Yep.
He beat your ass like a drum when you were in college, your rookie year. What do you think he's going to do? And he's got 3 years under his belt, beasting grown-ass
men. Yeah, I'm sure Jalen Carter will be fine in the game. For me, it's a lack of buzz for the game.
I agree. You like you that to build up Pickens throughout the season.
Yes.
And that coming off an injury. And a coach that nobody's excited about.
I mean, the fun parts are
week
this.
Week one, though.
So Steve did bring up an interesting point. He likes it because the Eagles usually need a month to get ready, and this is a softer opponent. You know, whether or not you believe the Cowboys are soft or not, it's a softer opponent than the Lions, obviously. It's a softer opponent than the Rams to start a season. Hugh, that part of it, I'm good with that, right? We get a softer opponent when we have to replace 5 or 6 defensive players. That makes me feel a little bit better, right? That we get a team we should be able to handle, even
tomato
if we're not.
Tomato can, you fight in a tomato can.
Yeah, I wouldn't quite call them a tomato can, but.
Tomato.
You would. I mean, you called like some of the best teams in the NFL tomato cans.
You called the Ravens tomato cans. They were in a tomato can.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Tomato tans, yes.
Yeah, they weren't, though.
They were.
That's the problem.
They had just played the Ravens, the Rams, and the Commanders.
But it still that doesn't help my side of the story.
That's kind of the point.
But there was no
we're
side
trying
of the story.
But
yours makes sense.
I did. It made sense, and I called it, though. Was it a good game?
Wait, but you, okay.
No, that's not what we're focused on.
No, that's what
we give you credit for calling the Bryce Young thing. But you were calling the Eagles' last 3 opponents tomato cans.
They were the Commanders.
No, they were on the playoffs.
The Baltimore Ravens had the ball for the whole third quarter, it only got 3 points.
They're not.
We made them look like
tomato cans because
we were good.
Teams in the league.
So that was my point.
No,
it was like
no.
Hugh, if you go outside when it's 95 degrees and you say tomorrow it's going to snow, your forecast is stupid, even if it's right.
It's not a stupid forecast. What if something happened? We might be
right,
in for climate change. Might be in Canada.
But you can't come back and say Alaska. It feels cold. I think it's going to snow tomorrow when it's 95 degrees.
Weirder things have happened.
No, but it's the whole like blind squirrel finds a nut thing.
Yeah.
Like there's no logic or reasoning behind it. The logic and reasoning stinks. It just you might happen right.
Maybe they smell the nuts. Maybe that's why they found them. Squirrels are blind.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, they about smelling nothing.
Let's go, Will in the Northeast.
Yeah, I knew you was going.
What's going on around here? What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up?
We're just trying to find Hugh. We can't see him in here with the lights dim. What's up, Will?
He's darkness, everybody. Darkness.
Somebody said you look like the Chester Chest.
Yeah, the teeth. Yeah. I mean, I ain't worried about that. As long as you know. You think about y'all.
Listen, with my man Sherbert, right? I think they need to hold out on him, but sign him, have a talk with him, and let him know, listen, your money depends on the World Series. You know what I'm saying? And if we can hold out on that, we can hold out on that All-Star game too, man. I know y'all keep saying it's crazy, but like I said, I believe last season, that took everything out of us. When all them guys played, it was like that's all they played for. And then that was it. And then that was the end of the season right there, man.
This is one of my favorite new Will takes, that no Philly should go to the All-Star game to stay focused.
No, listen, keep the focus on the game.
I like it. No, Will, this is one of your better ones. This might rival the Derrick Henry take, because you got to keep hitting this.
It's a lot better than Boom for leadoff. But that's
true,
pretty
low. Yeah. We flushed that one away.
But you know what, man? What I do like is these guys is playing. And like my man, the caller before said, listen, Harper's going to get hot, man. But he ain't going to get hot for no 2 weeks. He's going to stay hot. He just, you know, like I said, I think he's seeing what the rest of the team can do. He don't want all the weight on him this season. So, and the team is doing what they need to do, and I'm liking that, man, because we don't want to put the weight on Harper. You dig what I'm saying? We want everybody to chip in, and that's how we're going to win this World Series, man. Everybody playing a part. And that's what's happening right now, and that's what's going to continue to happen. Man, I don't have a doubt in my mind. If they stay focused and keep the thing on the thing, you know, the World Series, forget that All-Star, man. Keep it on the World Series, and we're going to win that, Jordan.
I love it, Will. Well, good phone call. All right, so, Kyle, officially the guy that wants Alec Baldwin hitting leadoff is the one that agrees with you. So just want to keep that. Make sure you know that.
Well, Black Girl finds a nut.
Well, we found that out. All right, Andy thinks we don't know any football, so I want to talk to Andy. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys, listen. You, I respect what you did in the league, but wasn't Nick Sirianni a nobody when the Eagles hired him?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a nobody?
Hold on,
he was
hold on,
a
hold on, hold on, hold on, no, 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 no.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
He was a young nobody who was a offensive coordinator for a few years. Brian Schottenheimer hasn't been relevant for 15 years.
He's been an NFL lifer.
Yeah,
it's not the same thing.
He comes from a football family, so he's
his dad was
life.
Overrated too. Andy, if Brian Schottenheimer
really
hold on a second. If Brian Schottenheimer knew anything about football, don't you think with all the teams that have poached offensive minds in the last 20 years,
he would have been poached?
Yes, someone would have hired him.
We'll see what happens. I just think you guys are really downplaying it too much.
How are we downplaying it? How are we downplaying it, Andy, when
because
the NFL...
The Dallas got so much better on defense. They're going to have better edge rushers coming
minute.
Around the edge.
Okay, calm
they're
down.
They're going to have a better secondary.
He's a Cowboy
down.
Fan.
Yeah, he's a Cowboy. Calm down,
I'll
Andy.
I'll admit I am. I never said
okay,
I was an
calm
Eagle.
Down,
I just
Andy.
Thought
never
you were a Schottenheimer apologist.
Okay, Andy, calm down. But let's be
we'll
honest.
See what
let's
happens.
Be okay, let's be honest here.
Andy,
okay, Andy, get out of your feelings. Calm down and get out of your feelings.
We'll
let's be honest here, Andy. You hired a guy because nobody else wanted the job.
Of course.
Let's be real.
I mean, let's
hey, Homer. I think Hugh Homer is going to be the next
Homer,
Andy,
Hugh.
Andy, don't be mad at me because your
and
team is running the ship.
Baseball Homer.
Listen,
call Hugh
Andy,
the Homer.
Andy, calm down, baby boy.
Take
it's
your
cool.
Eagles hat off for one
Andy.
Minute. Be objective
okay,
for one.
Okay, I am being objective.
Goodness.
I am being objective, Andy, if you allow me to speak. Can I speak now? Because you've already went through your range of emotions. So
let me just say what we agree on. I think they should sign Schwarber for 4 years.
No,
Andy,
so
now
Andy,
we're getting somewhere.
First of
Andy.
All, we you're not going to steer the conversation where you wanted to go, sir. We're back on this here, your coach thing. Like I was saying before you tried to get rude with me, is that this. If any, why has he been a lifer as a coach when nobody else wanted him? All these other hot coordinators were getting signed, but y'all got a guy that was in the back of everybody's mind. He made him the head coach. So why did that happen?
And does that mean that he can't have success?
So what? So why'd you block McCarthy from going to get a job if he wasn't going to be the coach? Why are you blocking him from doing that?
Well, I didn't block him, but
okay,
I would
but
let
you're
him
a
go
Dallas fan.
Anyway.
You came on here with all this bravado, and you know so much. Tell me why they did that. Then you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Why did you block him from getting the job and then hiring? Why'd you do that?
Blocking one guy from getting a job and hiring somebody who's unknown are two completely different things.
You blocked because you wanted him to stay, let's be honest, and he didn't want to stay.
I didn't want him to stay, first of all.
You're guilty. Guess what, Andy? You're guilty by association. You're guilty by association. Andy, you know what we're going to do? Hey, Andy, this is what you wanted to do. Andy, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hang this banner at your expense for your tired-ass Dallas Cowboys and your coach in the first game. That's what we're going to do. Have a nice day.
Eating a lot of raccoon.
Yeah, Andy, how about that?
All up in his feelings, man. Listen, and the thing about Andy, you was yelling and screaming on the air. I get the last word, though, because I got the mic.
Yeah.
Dallas sucks. How about that?
Yeah. Well,
your coach sucks. Your takes suck. How about that?
That was two bad back-to-back ones for me.
I know. These are your people. I mean, these are your people now. Andy's on your side of this. I know sometimes there's unknowns that become good coaches or they come out of nowhere.
He's not one of them.
He was the offensive coordinator of the Jets with Mark Sanchez 15 years ago.
This cat name, like, this is the thing. And I know Andy might not want to realize this, but here's the truth. Nobody wanted this guy.
No.
Nobody wanted this job. This was like a what do you call it? Hey, anybody want to coach the Dallas Cowboys?
Do you remember?
Here you go. The keys are yours.
Do you remember the timeline of when the Cowboys announced this? Like a Friday night at like 10 o'clock at night, because they didn't want anyone to, they didn't want the, usually the Cowboys.
They didn't want that to be the story.
Yeah, they want the story. They tried to bury this one. We hired Brian Schottenheimer.
Just saying, I know a guy who was a baseball bench coach lifer.
Topper!
For a long time.
And guess what?
And went to the World Series in his first year.
Since we went there.
He's no Topper.
He's regressing, if we want to take it
But
there.
He started
Hold on.
Hot.
Hold on.
He's regressing.
But he started hot.
The Phillies are playing well.
I'm just saying. We've been here before. It's only one coach that was the bench coach.
But he came in and immediately had success.
Only one that I can think of in this recent, you know, thing of hiring cycle that won the World Series.
But he had immediate success.
How do we agree on this? Brian Schottenheimer stinks, all right?
He's regressing.
32 teams every year trying to find the next great offensive mind. And for 15 years, no one said Brian Schottenheimer's that. Not one team.
You've been here all along. We've just been overlooking you.
Yeah, right, sure. 215-592-9494. Eagles, Cowboys, week one. Do you like it? Do you not? I hate it. I just think it's a lame game to start the season. And do the Phillies need to extend? And Schwarber, say all your calls on that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, wait a minute. It's my turn to do
it. It sure is.
What are we doing here, Kyle?
You have to read something here.
It's 11:21, so it's time of that year. It's that time of year again. I completely forgot. It's time to take a break from talking about bacon and share some of my grilling wisdom. It's officially grilling season, people. Elevate your grilling game with Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's marinated pork tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. Like Tuscan herb, honey garlic, teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.